And with that, we're going to have to check in on Pat and the Eagle. Now, as most of you know, that throughout this entire hubbub with the Bionic Eagle and the Bionic Tiger, Pat has been on vacation. It's just been me taking care of things. I had to deal with the EMP pulse. And if you remember correctly, last time I discovered that we have Bionic Gus Malzahn in our studio. And, you know, that one has worked out pretty well. He's not violent. He's not tearing up the city. He's just supposed to be helping out around the studio. But we've had some problems there. In fact, I need to go talk to him right now. So let me just go talk to Robo Gus. Hey, Gus, can you turn that off, please? One of your jobs around here is to take care of the Eagle and the Tiger. Why didn't you take care of either of them last night?
It was a 10-year reunion of our national championship team. A lot of those guys were here.
All right, look, I don't need excuses. I mean, what did we talk about the other day, Robo Gus?
We talked about getting better.
That's right. We talked about how the Eagle gets 2 sacks of birdseed every day. And how many have you done today?
0 sacks today.
Exactly. RoboGus, how do we keep letting this happen?
We face adversity and we overcome it.
Okay, I like your positive attitude, but I need to see real improvements.
We got an off week coming up, so just wanted to make sure everybody understands that.
No, the Eagle and the Tiger need to be fed daily. We can't take a week off.
And we got momentum now. We got an off week.
No, there's no off week. Daily feedings.
Our bodies are really talking to us.
What does that even mean? Listen, we need at least 14 sacks of bird food to get through the next week for just the Eagle alone. How many sacks? We have to have 14. How many do we have?
And we got 4 left.
You gotta be kidding me. Okay, RoboGus has turned into a logistical nightmare. I can't wait for Pat to get back, and I'll get with you guys later. I got a lot of things to take care of. War Eagle, fellas. Now, okay, I know you guys all want to know what's going on this week here at the headquarters. Something tragic happened this week. Pat tried to return from his vacation apparently in the middle of the night last night, and I found him this morning. He'd been beaten up and looked like he'd been electrocuted. He was laying out on the front lawn of the studio. So naturally, I need to talk to Robo Gus and find out what him and the Tiger and the Eagle were up to. So I'm going to just talk to Robo Gus real quick. Hey, Gus. I found Pat beaten and possibly electrocuted on the front lawn this morning. And then when I looked at the security footage, I noticed that neither you nor the Eagle nor the Tiger were in your rooms in the middle of the night last night. Can you explain that?
We were sleepwalking a little bit.
All 3 of you. Okay. Well, I did find some security footage from the kitchen at like 2 in the morning, and you guys, you and the Tiger and the Eagle, you're all in there like laughing and high-fiving. Can you explain that?
We woke up.
Oh, okay. What I'm trying to figure out is, how did Pat get hurt?
We made some mistakes.
Oh, some mistakes. Okay, what kind of mistakes?
But our guys fought.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see you're being very vague about who fought. Like, you know, we'll figure out who later. What I want to know is how he got electrocuted.
They flipped the switch.
See, there you go with those vagaries. They flipped the switch. And yeah, our guy. You're not really helping me solve this here, buddy. Okay, ultimately, what happened to Pat?
Dude fell down. I mean, I don't know.
I got that part, Robo Gus. I got that part. Okay, listen, I've checked the security footage. Just by coincidence, all the really important angles and views aren't recorded. So I need to know what you saw that night.
Probably the same thing you saw.
Yeah, I see what you're doing. All right, listen. Who did this to Pat?
No, I'm not going to name names.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, folks, apparently the mystery goes on. We can only hope that Pat gets better and I can solve this. As usual, problems with Robo Gus and the Tiger and the Eagle. And until I can square that away, all I can say is War Eagle, and I'll catch you next time. Okay, before we get started on this one, I just want to let everybody know that Robo Gus has joined me in the booth for this episode. He's decided he wants to get a hand in the recording, and he wants to be a director-producer type, so this is his first go-round. Let's get started. Hello, Van, John, and the rest of the AU Wishbone family.
You can't come out flat.
Look, don't break in when I'm recording, okay?
Let's get off to a good start.
Okay, thank you for your inputs, all right? All right. Hello, Van, John, and the rest of the AU Wishbone family. This is Jared Albrick, a.k.a. Death Probe, with your Auburn Superhero Battles. Well, it's Iron Bowl season again, and it's easy for me to look upon Alabama as one of the most evil villains, but yet powerful and crafty, in the Marvel Universe, so I'm going to give them Dr. Doom.
We knew that.
What? I didn't share my notes with you or anything.
It's just obvious.
Okay, fine. Again, I don't need your commentary. Anyway, back to what I was doing. I'm going to give Alabama Dr. Doom. And our Auburn Tigers were the Fantastic Four. But the Fantastic Four can only really defeat Dr. Doom if all four members are working together in concert and doing their best job. And that translates directly to the football field. You have the Fantastic Four, and then you have the four phases of football. Of course, offense, defense, special teams, and the Human Torch. Okay, so I might have got the math wrong. But anyway, the bottom line is Alabama came in there, Dr. Doom. Tough to beat, very crafty, on the top of their game. So our Fantastic Four had to be on the top of our game. And, well, I don't know. Seems like Reed and Sue had some marriage problems going on. Johnny was lost in thoughts about Crystal or somebody, and of course, Ben Grimm was in one of his depressed moods. I don't know. It didn't come together. Our Fantastic Four did not gel together like we'd hoped. So, unfortunately, Dr. Doom won the day. All right. I don't think that was a bad take, except, you know, RoboGus, just please don't talk over me, okay? I don't need your inputs. I don't need to make you the star of this.
That's the name of the game.
Wait, what do you mean that's the name of the game? Are you trying to replace me? Have you been talking to Van and John?
We had a little communication.
Oh, so you are going behind my back, huh? Okay, gonna replace me right here on the Wishbone. You're gonna start doing segments, all right? I'm the one that got you involved in this, Gus. I got you involved in the creativity. I got you involved in the technical side. I got you involved on how to edit. I got you involved in effects work. I got you involved.
Got involved in what?
Oh, okay. Okay, I see how you're going to play it. So, seriously, have you and John and Van been talking about replacing me?
There was some talk about it.
Oh, now this is just BS. This is BS. I put my heart and soul into this.
You got to take it like a man.
All right, you know what? I want to see how you do. I want to see you put together one of these. I want to see you come up with ideas with the superheroes. I want to see you come up with story arcs for all of our characters.
It's a grind, but that's just part of it.
Okay, fine. No. All right, well, I guess that's it then, everyone. Maybe I'll be back next week. Who knows? Until then, War Eagle, everybody. Now, as far as this week here at the studio. Bad boys, what you want, what you gonna do? Well, this week, apparently, I got a call from the Auburn Police Department, and I'm going to have to go down and bail out RoboGus and the Eagle and the Tiger. Apparently, they stole the AU Wishbone Origin Blue Jeep and went on a spree through the city, so I got to go down there. All right, RoboGus, listen, I just got done talking to the cops, and the first thing they showed me was security footage of you guys doing a striptease dance on the roof of the Jeep in the middle of the Toomer's Corner intersection. What do you have to say for yourself on that?
We've really got some good rhythm.
Okay. Was there some kind of, like, drinking or drugs involved?
That was a factor.
Not sure how, since you're a robot, but I guess you are a cyborg, part human. Anyway, so then you go on to crash the Jeep into the front of the Waffle House. I don't even understand how you were able to do that. I mean, I gave you the safe driving program on the USB. All you had to do was upload it. What happened there?
Didn't get it done.
Oh, come on, man. How simple would it have been to just install that?
Pretty simple.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, the owners of the Waffle House are pretty upset. I mean, you smashed up the entire front counter.
Their back is good.
Well, yeah, that's not really the point, Gus. Well, let me check on something here. Let me just look here inside of your metal cranium here. Oh, my gosh, your common sense chip is missing.
That was a big factor, did it?
Well, I would say so. I'm betting the Tiger and the Eagle pulled this thing out, man. What'd they do with it?
They play keep away.
Yeah, that sounds like them. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm just thinking about the AU Wishbone Jeep alone. We did so much custom work to it, and the insurance company, they're never going to pay for that. They're going to pay for a base model.
Take what they give you.
Thanks for the tip, Gus. Jeez. Guys, I swear, you and the Tiger and the Eagle are going to be the death of me.
We've been really good up to this point.
What are you talking about? When have you ever been good? You two keep out of it. Ugh, every chance you get, you guys do these things to me.
Yeah, there's been some ups and downs, there's no doubt.
What ups? What ups? What are these ups you're talking about?
So it's a frustrating deal from that standpoint.
Well, yeah, to say the least. Oh my gosh, this is going to be my life, isn't it? My life is going to be just constantly having to put up with you three, constantly putting up with all this. Just, this is what's going to be, isn't it?
You know, so that's what it'll be.
Oh, can't wait to see where I end up next week, folks. With this, I'll just turn it back to Van and John and say War Eagle. Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you want.